Now turn to part 3. Questions 14 to 19. You will hear someone talking about a sports camp for children. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome to the Sunnington Sports Camp. Before you divide into groups, I'd like to give you some information about the plans for this week. During your time here, you will play at least 12 different sports. In the mornings, there is a planned program, but we offer you a choice of afternoon activity. You need to sign a list before midday today, saying which sport you'd like to do. The list is on the wall outside the changing room. Now, clothes. You can wear your tracksuit for most sports, although you should also remember to bring shorts and a t-shirt each day as well, in case it's hot. We do both outdoor sports and indoor activities, so please make sure you have 2 pairs of sports shoes with you too. Lunch is served in the canteen at half-hour intervals between 12:15 and 1:45. Your group leader will tell you what time to start queuing outside the canteen. We also have a snack bar where you can buy drinks, chocolate and biscuits, but a word of warning: don't eat too much at a time, or you won't be able to run as fast. At the end of the course, you will get a certificate at one of 6 levels. We give you marks each day for a number of things. First, we look at your attitude. This includes things like effort, working as part of a team, and so on. Then we give you marks for your performance, your strength and speed, as well as your actual skill in each sport. All these marks go towards your final score, which is out of 200. The Level 6 certificate goes to anyone who gets 180 marks or more. Now, any questions?
Now listen again.
Welcome to the Sunnington Sports Camp. Before you divide into groups, I'd like to give you some information about the plans for this week. During your time here, you will play at least 12 different sports. In the mornings, there is a planned program, but we offer you a choice of afternoon activity. You need to sign a list before midday today, saying which sport you'd like to do. The list is on the wall outside the changing room. Now, clothes. You can wear your tracksuit for most sports, although you should also remember to bring shorts and a t-shirt each day as well, in case it's hot. We do both outdoor sports and indoor activities, so please make sure you have 2 pairs of sports shoes with you too. Lunch is served in the canteen at half-hour intervals between 12:15 and 1:45. Your group leader will tell you what time to start queuing outside the canteen. We also have a snack bar where you can buy drinks, chocolate and biscuits. But a word of warning: don't eat too much at a time or you won't be able to run as fast. At the end of the course, you will get a certificate at one of 6 levels. We give you marks each day for a number of things. First, we look at your attitude. This includes things like effort, working as part of a team, and so on. Then we give you marks for your performance, your strength and speed, as well as your actual skill in each sport. All these marks go towards your final score, which is out of 200. The Level 6 certificate goes to anyone who gets 180 marks or more. Now, any questions?
That is the end of part 3.